T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Connecticut Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal of a lower court's decision sanctioning InfoWars broadcaster Alex Jones. Jones has been sued by families of Sandy Hook victims for claiming the 2012 massacre was a hoax.
Washington Post reporter Susan Sverluga is on our newsline. Susan, why did a lower court sanction Alex Jones?
Well, a couple of reasons. One was the judge cited the poor record by defendants in responding to discovery requests. The lawyers had asked for a lot of electronic data. They are trying to prove a case that Alex Jones is profiting from spreading conspiracy theories. And so they're asking for emails and data that might back that up. And they say, and the judge said, that the defendants had been slow to comply with that. And the other more complicated piece is when they did comply, they provided emails that included child pornography, which were then reported to the FBI, and Alex Jones went on his broadcast and had an angry rant about how it must have been planted there, and he singled out one of the plaintiff's attorneys, Chris Matty, and the judge felt that was threatening, that his she called it a tirade. So she said, given that they had delayed providing the information that the court had requested, and given that there was this sort of inappropriate, angry, threatening tirade against lawyers, she asked them to pay some legal fees for the families that brought the case, and she denied their motion to dismiss the case and said, we're going to have a trial in the fall.
What are the victims' families saying about all this jockeying in court?
I think some of them, some people are uncomfortable, and I think a lot of people feel like the child pornography is sort of a red herring, like it's sort of distracting from the real issues in the case. And I think they are ready to go to trial and, you know, make their case, and they'll hope to silence these conspiracy theories and silence this platform.
Susan, thank you. Susan Sverluga with the Washington Post.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.